Today, I want to talk about a group that doesn't often get credit for their role in spreading oranges all over Florida. Native Americans, known more locally here as the Seminoles, even though they were eventually an amalgamation of very different tribes, played a big part in the cultivation of citrus in Florida. If you looked at the early history of oranges in Florida, you probably already know that it was the Spanish who brought them to our shores in the 1500s. The Spanish had brought oranges here mainly to ward off scurvy. Each ship at the time was required to have 100 orange seeds on board whenever they left for the colonies. Those would be planted, and the vitamin C-starved sailors could eat citrus that was planted before. And they had a lot of it. Practically every dooryard, every farm had orange trees. While the Spanish did trade with the English colonies, in the first few hundred years, they hadn't figured out how to really capitalize on something that went so bad quickly. So the Spanish traded oranges with the Native Americans that were here before the Seminoles. These earlier natives, known as the Mound Builders, began spreading orange seeds all around the state. By the 1700s, most of them were dead and gone. But a new group of Native Americans began immigrating to Florida from other states. In fact, one of Florida's most famous Native Americans, Osceola, came here with his parents when he was just a child. He was actually born in Alabama in the Creek tradition. For natives being pushed out of other states by white settlers, Florida was a perfect haven. Those Native Americans that would not be tamed, they came here. And though they hailed from differing tribes and nations, they would eventually come to be called the Seminoles. William Bertram's book on his travels through North and South Carolina, Georgia, East and West Florida in the 1770s, that's a great place to start for a snapshot of oranges and Native American life, albeit through the eyes of a white naturalist. The spread of oranges by Native Americans in Florida led to a quirk of language that you might not have even noticed. We call an orange orchard a grove. When the white settlers of the 1800s headed into Central Florida, they found groupings of oranges ready to be thinned out and grafted with sweet oranges. These copses of thin, sapling-like orange trees grew densely. This seemingly natural growth, planted by the Seminoles, is probably the reason we call an orange grove a grove here in Florida. Today, the word grove can be nearly interchangeable with the word orchard, but by older, stricter definitions, an orchard is a planted or cultivated area of fruits or nuts, but a grove is wild, or at the very least, less ordered. Because these stands of orange trees were thought by some to be the result of nature, and in any case unorganized, not in neat rows like a traditional orchard, settlers called them groves. Even after they cleared out the dense parts, keeping the best trees for rootstock, those trees still weren't a rose because farmers wouldn't move a good tree if they could help it, though they would sell some of the ones they moved for rootstock elsewhere. These early groves, they looked untamed, even when they weren't. And the implication was that groves are more natural than orchards, something that's well in line with the marketing of the Florida orange, even as far back as the 1880s. So, grove became the word for any grouping of orange trees in Florida, even when the rows began to be set neatly. Usage of the word grove coupled with orange has spread beyond the bounds of Florida. Most people in the U.S. are far more likely to call an orange orchard a grove. Californians will sometimes call it an orange orchard, which to any Floridians just sounds incredibly wrong. But I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Not all of the Seminoles' influence on orange growing was a positive thing. During the First and Second Seminole Wars, the conflicts probably stunted orange growing, commercially at least, for whites. Unlike other crops, which are planted yearly, oranges, they need several years to start bearing, but in the meantime, they take up land, money, and maintenance time. If the Seminoles destroy your corn crop, it was a financial hit. But if they burn down your orange grove, years of effort would vanish with the smoke. Orange growing, more than vegetable crops, benefited from stability over several years. So Seminole activities definitely influenced pre-Civil War growers and where they grew. The famous 1800 citrus grower Count Odette of Tampa only moved there after a Seminole attack further down in South Florida. And he moved there specifically because there was a garrison nearby, which deterred the Seminoles somewhat, and gave him security because he could call on them for their help. Odette likely never would have come to Tampa and developed the grapefruit there were it not for his forced move. The connection of oranges with our native population was one that growers did exploit. Because of this, some of the old citrus label from the early 1900s through the 1960s featured Native Americans, though most of them weren't what I would call accurate to what Seminoles actually wore, and were more like the idea of what Native Americans look like in the U.S. consciousness. And that meant most of them wore something like what the Plains tribes would wear. And because of the fine reputation of the Indian River groves, any marketing association with Native Americans on these labels was a good thing for growers. Those growing oranges inland, even, far away from the Indian River area, on the ridge, they would slap labels on their orange crates proclaiming them Indian River oranges until regulation stopped them when the FTC issued a cease and desist in the 1930s. But the next best thing, as far as growers were concerned, was to associate their brand with Native Americans. So, through at least the 1960s, Seminoles were a source of rootstock tree seeds, like rough lemon, for major citrus growers. Hope you enjoyed these small tidbits on the Native American influence on citrus here in Florida.